Last week, some of the economic benefits of the federal health care reform law became evident. The Cuomo administration released its estimates on the costs of health insurance for those who must pay for coverage, people who don't get health insurance from the government or their employer. Virtually all New Yorkers will have to have health coverage by January 1, 2014. The New York State Department of Financial Services approved health insurance plan rates for insurers seeking to offer coverage through New York's Health Benefits Exchange, which will be the entity through which uninsured individuals will purchase their coverage. According to the department, on average, the 2014 rates for coverage purchased by individual New York consumers will be roughly half the cost for the current year's rates paid directly by individuals. The reason for this rate cut is that the department believes that a greater number of uninsured individuals are expected to obtain coverage in the individual insurance market, thus lowering overall premiums. Under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, the federal health reform law, consumers and businesses will be able to choose among plans in four easy-to-compare metal tiers, metals being bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, on the exchange. The plans within each metal tier will have standardized contract terms and product offerings, making it easier for consumers to comparison shop and to encourage price competition among insurers. Previously, New York insurers offered more than 15,000 plans that widely varied in terms of level and quality of coverage provided and made it virtually impossible for consumers to effectively compare plans. And the savings do not reflect the assistance available for those of modest income. Individuals with incomes below 400% of the federal poverty level, which is almost $46,000 for individuals and a little over $94,000 for a family of four, could qualify for financial assistance that further lowers the cost of coverage. Enrollment in the New York Health Exchange begins on October 1st of this year for coverage that will be effective on January 1st of 2014. But the estimated savings in New York are not unique. In a report also issued last week by the federal government's Department of Health and Human Services, it was estimated that insurance premiums will be, on average, nearly 20% lower in 2014 than previously expected. Specifically, the report found that in 11 states that have made information available for the individual purchasing market, proposed premiums for 2014 are on average 18% lower than Health and Human Services' estimate of the 2014 individual premiums derived from earlier estimates. And the estimate is based on premium proposals for the lowest cost silver plan. Actual premiums in 2014 may even be lower when health plans are offered in each state's exchanges this fall. Already in a number of states, the rate review process and competition are resulting in final rates that are significantly below what was proposed earlier this spring. And the report is available on the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services website. Coupled with the other changes in health insurance that have already gone into effect, such as eliminating annual and lifetime payment caps on the amount of medical payments made by insurers and also ensuring that parents can cover children up to the age of 26, it is increasingly clear that the federal health care reform is making irrefutable differences in the lives of hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers who are either paying exorbitant amounts for coverage now or living without health insurance altogether. By establishing affordable rates in a statewide health insurance exchange, the Cuomo administration is giving New Yorkers who need coverage, including the thousands of uninsured New Yorkers who will be diagnosed with cancer this year, the power to make medical choices based on health needs, not finances. Anyone who has had to individually purchase a private health insurance plan can attest to the exorbitant cost. As a result of the government negotiating on behalf of its citizens, insurance costs will become more affordable, In turn, insurance becomes far more accessible to those who previously couldn't afford a private plan. New Yorkers are seeing this theory become reality with the establishment of affordable rates for individuals who must pay for coverage themselves. This was a critical first step in the state's efforts to ensure coverage for those who need it. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.